voice of Tulane football, joining us. Andrew, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Those highlights, I'll take anything positive for Tulane, so that sounds good to me.
But say, how about that little intro for you?
I'll take it. Thank you.
Hey, so big game tonight, Andrew. Got Tulane hosting Houston tonight. The game will actually be on ESPN. That's the first time since when? I know it's way back then, but when's the last time Tulane hosted a football game and had ESPN broadcasting it?
You know, I'll be honest, I'm not exactly sure. I do know this is the very first Thursday night game on ESPN for Tulane. So from that standpoint, to be the only game going on a Thursday night, I know Thursday night football has been somewhat watered down over the past 10 years or so. But still, this is, from that perspective, the first time Tulane has had that much of a spotlight on it in this building.
From a standpoint, I was talking to the program earlier today. I like Thursday night games better than that Saturday 2 o'clock Central Time game. It should be better for the students, too, because they don't have the excuse of they're going home on a Saturday or they're busy on a Saturday. They should be there at school on a Thursday. Do you expect it to be a crowded, fan-packed crowd tonight for the game?
Oh, you know, I certainly hope so. This game has been built up on social media about as well as you can build it up from a fan standpoint, from a student standpoint. And I will say this, the student section, I think, has been pretty good for these first two Tulane football games, especially the Thursday night game against FIU to start the season back in August. So from a student perspective, I expect plenty of them to be packing the end zone seats here tonight.
Yeah. Andrew, help me pump up this game a little bit. Tulane has to worry about a very good quarterback in King for Houston. He's just a playmaker from what we've seen him. Everybody really knows who he is. What do you know about him, and what can Tulane do, in your opinion, to counter him?
Well, let's start with who De'Aaron King is, I suppose, Corey, right? I think the stat that says the most about him is the fact that he has 14 consecutive games, 14, with both a rushing and passing touchdown that ties Tim Tebow's FBS record. So you're talking about somebody in an elite class with their ability to both throw the football and run the football. What is Tulane going to do to try to counteract him? They're going to try to do what just about everybody else tries to do. It's not going to be easy, but they're going to try to make him as much of a quarterback in the pocket as they humanly possibly can. I expect Jack Curtis, the defensive coordinator, to try to mix up his defenses and try to come up with some schemes that, you know, maybe don't necessarily get home, maybe don't necessarily get sacks on De'Aaron King, but if you force him to pat the football a couple of times and try to deliver a strike downfield 10, 15, 20 yards, his abilities go down. It doesn't mean they're bad, it just means they're less than what he typically can do with his legs. So I guess that's the mindset going into this game.
Tell me about Tulane football real quick. What are some, you obviously you spent a lot of time around that team.
Yeah, so Tulane in general, I guess, is a program right now under Willie Fritz in his fourth season that is very much striving to, quote-unquote, take the next step. I think that's why tonight has the anticipation behind it that it does. It's a team that went to a bowl game a season ago. 10 years ago, it was one play away from going to a bowl game. They don't just want to go to bowl games and win 6 or 7 games. They want to try to win 8, 9, 10 games and challenge for a conference championship. And if you're going to do that, it's almost like being in the AFC East. You've got to knock off the Patriots. If you're the Bills, the Jets, the Dolphins, well, in Tulane's case, they've got to knock off whether it's Memphis or Houston, the two teams that have really challenged for the AAC West the past handful of years. Now, technically, Tulane finished in a tie for the AAC West championship a season ago, but based on the way tiebreakers went, they weren't, you know, ultimately the team that represented the AAC West in the conference championship game. So that is why tonight means something, to try to dethrone one of the programs that's been in your way the past couple of years.
What do you think about the new Tulane uniforms we're pulling out this week?
What do you think of them?
I like baby blue. It's one of my favorite colors.
Okay.
See, I'm not around Tulane enough. I don't know if it matches enough for you guys, or I mean, you spend more time around the team than I do. You're the voice of Tulane football, Andrew. You tell me what you think.
I'm the wrong person to ask about uniforms. I'm just not the type of guy that gets wrapped up in, like, does this meet tradition well enough? Does this meet new age well enough? I think they look really cool. I think that's awesome. I'm not one that really gets caught up in terms of, like, the way that it impacts the football game on the field, right? But I will say this: players today look good, feel good, play good. So if they look, feel, and play good, because the V uniforms, have at it.
I mean, isn't Tulane's dark green color too, right?
Yeah. So I guess typically their colors would be primarily a green, but accented in the baby blue.
Oh, I see it, yeah.
So that's where the baby blue is coming from. It's like pulling the accent and making it your predominant color.
Well, I'm looking at number 20 posing it right now, and he's flexing on me from the front side. But if I squint my eyes, I feel like I'm looking at a North Carolina Tar Heel uniform.
That has been spoken, but I don't know. There's all of, what, 1,000, 1,500 miles between New Orleans and Chapel Hill, so I guess that level of buffer zone allows us to give it a swing.
All right. Andrew Algretta, voice of Tulane football, joining us here on the Crusade Channel. Sports Talk with Corey Clark. The team's no joke, though, and you mentioned that. Tulane football is on the rise. They're actually receiving votes in the top 25. They played a tough Auburn team a couple weeks ago, and they played pretty well, in my opinion, despite the 24-6 final score. Despite the loss, Andrew, what did the players take away from the game after realizing they can compete with the big dogs like Auburn or anybody else?
Yeah, so I think that was probably the biggest thing that they took away, right? Like, being in that locker room after the Auburn game, you got a genuine sense of disappointment from Tulane football players, which Coach Fritz would tell you, admittedly, in the past, a season ago, they went to Ohio State. 2 years ago, they went to Oklahoma, and they got beat. They got beat pretty badly, and it was like, well, that's a bummer, and then they moved on with their lives. I think this year, with this group, which has a handful of upperclassmen who have been through, you know, the past 3 years with Willie Fritz, are really a part of this program build, I think they were more hurt by the loss. And I think that is something that genuinely matters. I don't think people appreciate how hard it is to take a program that has a tradition. Tradition's a weird word to use in this context, but at least relative recent struggles. And Tulane has a tradition going way back of winning football games, but not immediately in the past 5 to 10 years, to turn that shit. That's really hard to get guys to buy in and actually care about losing a ball game. And when you care not just about winning, but about losing as well, it motivates you. So the fact that they cared about losing that football game to a team like Auburn, I think that says a lot about the mentality in the locker room. That stuff matters. That's not coaching. That stuff matters.
Tell us about some of the key players to keep an eye on tonight for Tulane.
Number one has to be the quarterback. Apologies, Corey, for taking the easy pick right off the top. But Justin McMillan is going to be really important in this ballgame. He's 7-2 as Tulane starter since taking over last season. He is he's in the same ilk as De'Aaron King. I don't think he's quite as electric with his legs, but he is very good at running the football. And Tulane wants him to be effective with his legs. He can certainly stretch the field. His accuracy sometimes, like De'Aaron King, maybe gets a little bit iffy when he stretches the field down the field, 20, 30 yards. But he's going to be important tonight. Defensively, I guess I would say key in on number 7, Patrick Johnson, in this game. He's a junior from Chattanooga. A season ago, he had 10.5 sacks. 10.5 sacks last year. He only has one sack so far this year, but I think he's going to be important in terms of controlling De'Aaron King. At times, will he probably spy De'Aaron King? You would think so in a game like this, but he's going to have to be all around the football tonight to at least maintain a sense of defensive control for Tulane against a team in Houston that can score 30, 40, 50 points. So how well Patrick Johnson plays tonight could certainly go a long way in keeping Tulane in this ballgame.
Now, if you had to look at Tulane from a negative standpoint, what are some things that kind of worry you going into tonight's game?
Oh, well, I would say the fact that they've got a first-year offensive coordinator, which is not a negative. That's not a bad thing. I think Will Hall is a really smart offensive coordinator. But I think in a game like this, where you need your offense to be able to excel, it's not a game in which, at least I don't think so, and maybe the coaches would feel a little bit differently, but I don't think it's a football game in which scoring, I don't know, 21 points is going to win. I think it's probably going to need to be, you know, 4 or 5 touchdowns, handful of field goals, score in that 35 type range. So the offense has played really, really well at times, right? So they scored 58 against Missouri State, but they scored 6 against a really good Auburn team. I think you need that offense clicking tonight. And it's not to say that it can't, but with a first-year offensive coordinator, they've tried to learn a lot of new things. All of the stuff that they're doing and learning is really good. But in game number 4, you know, there's still going to be some hiccups throughout the course of the game. And I just think you need it flying in a game like tonight against Houston. So if it's flying and Tulane's out there scoring 35 points, I think Tulane has a real good chance to win the ballgame.
And tell me what a win tonight could do for Tulane from a confidence standpoint to down the line in the regular season.
Yeah, so I think the most important thing tonight is, I think for people inside this New Orleans-Tulane bubble are kind of looking at it from a make-or-break standpoint. I don't think it breaks anything if Tulane should lose tonight, because they can still go out there, win the AAC West. They can still compete for a bowl game. However, I think the most important thing is it cements the fact that all of this talk that Tulane is trying to compete for a conference championship is real. It cements the fact that, you know, Tulane is receiving votes in the top 25. It cements the fact that that is valid, that they should receive votes in the top 25. And again, just from a real practical standpoint, it sets you up with a win over a team that you're trying to topple for the AAC West division title.
All right, real quick, a fun question before I let you go. Andrew Algaretta, voice of Tulane football, has got a big call tonight. As a broadcaster, do you have any fun pregame rituals you like to do?
No, not really. Is that a boring response for you?
Nothing particular? You don't like sing before a game to get your voices, your vocals ready?
No, I mean, like, we all have our own specific neuroses in terms of, like, where we like our notes in the booth and, like, where we like to stand and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
right,
I get
now,
that.
I'm running cables in a radio booth here to make sure we have all of the audio stuff that we need. So it's terribly enthralling, Corey.
Well, I hope you have a good call tonight, Andrew, and good luck to Tulane football. How about that?
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks for coming on.